better, you know, or just keep her well stocked with condoms for all the penetration she's going to be experiencing. These things are not so to be. Certainly not among Christians, okay? But in Paul's whole society, it was, okay? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to change the society. I'm here to see it destroyed. But not by carnal means, but by spiritual means. Not by an army from the earth, but an army from heaven. He comes on his white steed to dismantle the world order as it stands. And I stand for that. Technically speaking, that makes me enemy of all that is extant in this world, of all the ways, all the governments, all the religions. I stand in opposition to all of it. And I seek by prayer and by the things I exercise myself in, and studying and preparation, to see it all come down. All right, verses 39 and 40. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. Again, marry only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide, after my judgment. And I think that I have the Spirit of God. So he's saying, you know, I think my judgment is pretty good here. Again, acknowledging once again that this is not commandment he's speaking by, but rather this sort of knowledge he has by the Spirit of God. This co-knowledge, meaning me and the Spirit. Spirit and I. Spirit, me, and the Spirit of God in me, instructing me. That verse 39 is very similar, I think, of in Romans when he talks about the law. Know ye not that the law hath power over man so long as he liveth? That's why we have to die to sin. We have to be freed from it. We are made free by dying to it in the Spirit. How do you die to it? You know, do I just do it? Do I just slash my wrists spiritually? Put a gun to my head spiritually? I mean, you know, how do I kill myself and still live? I don't know how it's possible. But with God, all things are possible. I was buried with him in baptism. How does baptism bury me? Because you were under the water. Yeah, well, but that, how does it bury me? How does it raise me in newness of life? It's all by the blood of Christ. By the power. How does blood have power? By the Word of God. The Word of God says it has power, so it has power. It's the power to perform all those things. I feel like I can't, you know, like, how can I close out the study without talking about the power of the blood of Christ? Because all these other matters, ultimately, I says, you know, Paul, they had questions, okay? And people have questions. It's generally not my focus. Next time it'll be things offered to idols. Another one that's sort of like, whoosh, but there's principles in there. Just like today, we had principles in this 7th chapter of Corinthians. I think there are principles worth understanding. I don't think it was a waste. By no means. We still get married, right? Even though we don't have virgins anymore. Or it's very rare. Those of you who have virgins and keep them, I salute you. I do. I really do.